I am muttering yawning to start the show. Let's go. I'm sure he'll be very surprised. He'll love it. Okay. Not a nice noise.
Hello?
14th of December 2009. I am Matt Gillis and this is the Underline Podcast with your host.
Dude, I gotta put my headphones on and put my food down. Hang on.
That's it for the show, everybody. Good night.
Okay, how about now? Can you hear me?
14th of December 2009. I'm Matt Curtis, and that's Giant Reese, and this is the Underline Podcast. Welcome.
Sup,
bitch. Yeah, how's it going, man?
It is not going well.
Oh, sugar. What's going on?
A little bit earlier. I've had a toothache recently.
Oh, no! Carry on, please.
I've had a toothache recently. And so I decided today to go to the dentist. I was only meant to have
Is this a joke?
No, seriously, I actually haven't. I was going to go to the dentist. I was going to actually have a fill-in, you know, just to make it feel better. When the dentist looks at it, she says, oh, right, okay, we're going to have to pull your tooth out.
Oh, my God. What have
so
you
I'm
done?
I'm trying to recover from this whole fact that I need my tooth to be pulled, yanked out of my mouth.
Which one is it? Is it like the front one? You're going to look like a hick.
It's slightly left to the front, so I'm going to look less hicky than expected. But then, yeah, she gets this like plier thing and rips out my tooth. There's blood everywhere, and now I can't eat anything solid for about a week.
I'm sorry, man. That's horrible.
Yeah, but enough about me. How are you?
Yeah, I'm alright. I don't really know where to go with that. you gonna get it replaced?
I can't really. No teeth will grow there ever again, which is quite sad, but oh well.
Ouch.
Hold on. Yeah, what's going on with you then?
Not nearly as much as that. No, I got my mocks done and I got nothing better to do, so. Firstly, this is friggin'
that's
rubbish,
right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Went to church on Sunday.
Yep.
Hold on. Yeah, it's... Ah! Went to church on Sunday, and they're rehearsing this play thing. It's like a nativity thing. Oh, fucking hell. Yeah, it sucks! Oh, God, no. No, they're doing this kind of like comedy nativity crap, yeah? And it's like, well, lol-tastic. Anyway, yeah, so... And I didn't know about this, and I get there, and there's, like, no one there. It's, like, a crappy turnout. And they're like, right, we're going to do a rehearsal of this play, which I knew nothing about. And, like, whoever isn't here, the people who are here, who's not in it, can replace them. And I was like, oh, fine, then. I have to take some wankers, please. So, you know, I gave it my all. I did the Wendy voice, you know.
Well,
I don't approve of this sense, you know, shit like that. And, you know, everyone lolled and everything, and, you know, I just felt kind of outraged, you know, I you know, didn't get a chance to, be in this crappy play that sucked ass. And I say, yeah, because he can't be asked to turn up, you know, I get it to replace him. But no! I'm just gonna heckle all the way through it. Yeah, so...
Alright.
There's no room in the end, fuck you! Dick. Okay, so something about Cadbury, read about that if you care. What the hell's Spinvox? This is the headline, this is the main headline, yeah, for sci-fi and tech. It says, nuance to buy Spinvox for 150 million? Do you know what any of those are?
No.
Nuance and Spinvox.
That's what I've heard of it.
I don't know. And Joe McElderberry has won the X Factor.
Oh, yeah. I forgot to say about that, yeah.
You heard it here first, folks.
were you expecting him to win?
I don't know. I like both of them, you know, so... I don't really mind which one won, and they were both pretty good, so, you know.
I saw these crap-tastic reasons on the internet. I was saying that Ollie was obviously going to die sooner, so it's for the better. yeah, says here that... his victory was seen by 20 million people.
Damn.
That's pretty much the entirety of Wales.
That's pretty good, man. Well done, Wales.
And that is actually who watched it. It was just the entirety of Wales. No one else. Oh, hang on. Speaking of X Factor, 2007's winner, Leona Lewis. I got some news about her.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. A man has been detained under the Mental Health Act after admitting punching pop star Leona Lewis. Peter Kowalczyk, obviously a Jewish man, because I can't pronounce his name.
Yeah, 59, that's why. Now you know.
Had been charged with striking the singer during a book signing in London on the 14th of October. Hey, can you sign my book?
Sure!
What book does she have? Do you know that X Factor is a Marvel comic?
Really?
Yeah, it's, hold on. X Factor is an American comic book published by Marvel Comics. It is a spin-off of the popular X-Men franchise featuring characters from the X-Men stories. It's been relaunched several times with different team rosters. Most recently, X Factor Investigators. Wow. Didn't know that. Tell you what, yeah? Found this greasy emo kid, yeah? Called Greasy Emo Kid, that's his name. In school. It looks just like Shane, yeah? He's got the black hair, he looks friggin' like a yokel. It's mad. Did you watch X Factor last night?
I did. I actually really liked, what was his name, Paul McCartney.
Did you?
That was a fantastic performance that he did.
I think he was alright, yeah.
I really do like that guy. He's almost 70, I think, and he's really, really cool.
You know what, I'm gonna have to... He's kind of like a really uncool dad, but I know what you mean. You see him dancing. He was mad.
Yeah, this guy's a bit crazy.
Oh!
What?
Oh my god.
What's going on, Matt? What's hit
Dude,
the
Batman Arkham Asylum 2 trailer just released.
Holy crap, really.
And the Crackdown 2 trailer.
Oh yeah, and Halo Reach trailer.
Oh my god, everything's happening today. Shit.
I know, man. Yeah, I saw the Crackdown 2 and the Halo Reach trailer. They were alright, surprisingly.
Alright, let's pause the show so I can watch these.
Okay.
Damn!
Man, those are good trailers. Okay,
Are we back on the air?
Yes, we are.
Alright, awesome.
What did we see again? We saw Crackdown, Reach, and Arkham Asylum.
Yes, we did. Right, so Matt, what did you think of the Crackdown 2 trailer?
It looks very good. I like how they kept the art style, and I think I'm going to enjoy it more than the first one. I think the bosses are going to be better and stuff. Jan, what did you think of it?
I thought it was great, like how they showed off the whole co-op element, you know, with everyone jumping around, and... it looks like it has a sense of humor, obviously, with the song in the background. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. It's pretty good.
Yeah, I agree.
Halo Reach. What did you think?
Okay, yeah, it's very much like the comment you said. It's like going to a party where you know no one, in which you know like there's a whole. I don't know. It's kind of like trying to pick up a soap opera that you've never seen before.
She has all these random people. All these people. It's like, hey, I'm back.
It's like, oh, hey, Terry, how'd the thing with your wife go? Oh, I'm sorry, man, but Billy killed her. Oh, yeah, it was just after the finance problem. You know, it's just like, what the fuck's going on?
But still, the beta's coming sometime next year, so we'll be playing that.
Well, in terms of graphics and everything, it does look pretty good. I think it finally will be the jump that people are waiting for. I mean, like, ODST was pretty damn good, but apparently this is going to blow your mind.
Oh my god.
I know, so, you know, I look forward to that. And finally, Arkham Asylum 2. Yain, did you manage to see it?
No, it lagged out for me. What do you think of it?
It looks fantastic. Absolutely brilliant. It shows the Joker is still in power, but it doesn't actually show Arkham Asylum. It shows Arkham... Is that... No, Gotham City. That's sorry, my bad. Gotham City being inhabited by all these criminals beating people up, and you know, it shows a Joker's sort of funfair kind of thing, and that just looks fantastic. I mean, the graphics look spectacular. I mean, the first game looked brilliant, but this looks even better. And I'm really looking forward to playing it. I mean, like, the whole Carnival-esque kind of thing, I'm really...
Yeah.
Really think that's pretty cool.
Were you expecting that they were going to make a sequel to it, though?
Oh, definitely, yes.
Alright, okay.
I mean, it was such a popular game, and, you know.
Yeah.
So, it only made sense to leave Arkham Asylum and go into Gotham City, and it looks fantastic. It's very run down, looks kind of like Gears of War kind of landscape, and I'm really looking forward to play
it.
Cool. Yeah, are you going to get the first one, or...?
Actually, Christmas is coming up, might, you know, never know, I might get it for Christmas. Yeah. I mean, we talked about it earlier on the show, and you and James seemed to really like it, and didn't you say it's like one of the best games you've ever played?
Yes, yeah, it was probably... Wait, what... Did I play any good game this year?
Arkham Asylum.
Yeah, Arkham Asylum is probably the best game I've played all year. It didn't take me a while to complete it, because I really liked it.
Yeah. And obviously with the replay value and everything, because you want to go back to get all those secret hidden stuff.
Yeah, I think everyone loved that, so I think they're going to enhance that more, you know.
Awesome.
Carry on, please.
I was just going to say, we got some fan mail here, if you want me to read it.
Yeah, sure, why not?
Okay, this is from Dan Simmons, a friend of mine. Okay, here we go.
Not mine.
Savonin. No, not really. Savonin, I love you guys, Fame Play, and so does my mother. I wanted to write in to tell you that my mother was fucking chuffing because John
what
said
chuffing
hi
mean?
I don't know. I said hi to her. She was bloody jumping and singing, saying she's famous. And then it's like a very, disappointed face. So thanks for ruining 5 minutes of my life having to listen to that. Also, the P.S. I Love You Tracy thing made her pretty happy, to be honest. Stop being obsessed with my mummy. It says Marmy. Like, I can't say that because I have a very, posh voice. John. My mum says you're Riska's version of Loose Women, and she's going to call you Loose Boys. Sorry, she is very uncouth. Also, she thinks Yaini is awesome because of his voice. I'm not actually just saying that. But I actually should say, yeah, he should totally go into radio. Direct quote from my mother.
It's because you have a face for radio, Yaini. Don't take it too much of a compliment.
Yeah, I'm amazing. All right, right. Enough about her now. Suggestion: more shout-outs to me. Yeah, that's it. Bye. XXXX. Well, thank you, Dan, for that very lengthy email. Hope to keep enjoying the shows and keep listening. Awesome. Matt has no comment.
I have no comment. Wasn't addressed to me, so I'm just going to leave myself out of it. Holy shit, man. Matthew has found a brown baby calf on their farm in Farmville.
Are you going to adopt it?
I don't friggin' know.
Oh, man, go on.
Might just kick it in the street. I don't know. Let's do this, bitch. That is kind of my new catchphrase now. Do you like it?
Yeah, it is. You were saying before. And I say, alright. Let's check this out, guys. Okay. This is you're gonna keep hearing this constantly now, okay? Like Gandhi used to say...
You know what? I don't think it's gonna take off, but I don't think that's a good catchphrase. But I'll give it a go. Hold on. I'll just chuck in some things that we talked about. You know, like you falling asleep last week.
Oh god!
Dude, I was talking to you for like a minute, and then like, you suddenly just fell asleep. It was funny. You were snoring and everything. You're like, "Where'd you go?" And I was like, "Where did you go, you moron?"
Dream world. Oh, Jesus Christ, the space where my tooth used to be is hurting.
I'm sorry, but I did read this funny FML, which may make you feel better.
Alright, awesome.
Today I was hit on it by a guy who decided to use the line, "My love for you is like diarrhea. I can't hold it in." Indeed.
That's that's a very nice thing to say. So everyone out there, what's a girlfriend? Go ahead, do that. Awesome.
Today I was at a theatre with my 4-year-old son, who was situated on my lap. Halfway through the movie, he turns to face me and states loudly, "Mommy, your legs are so furry!" Everyone watching the show turned and stared at us. Well, that's nice.
Alright, want to hear some weird animal facts?
Yeah, go on.
Okay, elephants are the only animals that can't jump. A crocodile cannot stick its tongue out. A snail can sleep for 3 whole years. That one sucks. All polar bears are left-handed. Actually, you know, if you haven't checked it out, guys, check out the video that Matt made. It's like a Coca-Cola parody advert. But I think they were using their right hand in that advert.
Were they?
To open the bottle. This is lies. I shouldn't trust this page. Coca-Cola are always right. Okay, I got two more. Butterflies taste with their feet, and on average, people fear spiders more than they do death.
Damn. Alright, I have two animal facts. One,
okay, cool.
A pig's orgasm can last up to 30 minutes. And,
That would pierce your ears.
What?
That would pierce your ears.
Why would it pierce your ears?
Because it would be so annoying. Like 30 minutes.
Is that a sex noise for a pig?
I don't know, man. I'm not going to dignify that with a response.
You know, I'm just going to type in pig sex on Google and see what comes up.
No! No!
I'm kidding.
Right. So, do you want to end it there and add some crazy crap in?
Yeah, I think that sounds like a plan.
Your shout out.
Okay, my shout out is not to Danny. Who's yours?
My shout out is to Daniel Bedingfield.
Hello, Daniel.
I gotta get through this.
Give me flakers. Give me just a second and I'll be alright.
Oh yeah. Matt is ripping it down.
Oh yeah. Alright, good night everybody.
That's a beatnik. Alright, bye guys. Thanks for listening.
Catch you later.
I do have a pretty lopsided face anyway, so it doesn't matter.
That's the sound it makes. Well, I do. I saw Laura Tienen on the train. She just started a conversation with me immediately after I got into it. I saw you today, lol. But, we made eye contact, yeah? And it was the most awkward thing ever. She didn't wave, she didn't smile. I smiled, and then she was like, "Who the fuck is that?" And she's like, I was like, "Alright, then you don't know who I am." I was like, "Oh, you didn't know who I was. You just didn't want to see me or make any sort of attempt." It's just rudeness. I can tell you're bored when you start speaking a different language. Thanks for the hint, mate. Cheers. Alright, that was fun, wasn't it?
Where they play the right music.
Getting in the swing.
You come in. I don't know the rhythm to the song, man.
Alright, get the backing track. We'll get this done.
You do it.
Alright, fine. I'll find the actual song. I'll play it for you. We're gonna do this.
Alright.
It's no good me finding it, because I already know the tune, so you gotta find it.
Yeah, but my mum's in bed, though.
Have you got a headset? You got a headset.
I thought that you wanted to hear it as well, though.
No, I don't want to hear it. I'm okay. Right. I'm good.
Oh, cool. Blood Brothers. Because I stuck around you so much, I got the title Blood Brothers.
Really?
That's quite gay.
You should really have Stalker instead. I'm just saying.
So I'm still looking for it.
I'm going to vote to skip.
Because,
if you don't vote, then you're just outdoing all of history's greatest accomplishments.
Alright, let's play this.
Oh, shit.
hate that sound that plays when you, like, when you start up a MIDI file.
That's a bad sound.
Right then. Okay, here we go. Instrumental.
Have you got the backing track or the actual song?
The backing track.
You probably should have the music as well. Or the...
Okay, here we go. Down, I missed my cue.
Alright, you know what? Screw the music. As long as you know what the tune is, you know, you're fine. You'll do great.
That's hello. Looking out for the place to go. Where they play the music, right music. Getting in the soothing.
You know what? Let's do a line at a time. That's probably the best idea.
We're actually doing it.
Friday night and the lights are low.
Hang on, I gotta get the lyrics back up.
Looking out for a place to go.
Okay, try again.
Friday night and the lights are low. Diddle 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 diddle.
All the place to go.
Where they play the rap music.
Getting in the swing.
Are you? Are you looking for a king? Is that the words?
You come in to look for a king.
Come to look for it. That doesn't fit, does it? I don't know what Abba were thinking. Come to look for a king. Dum dum dum. Anybody could be that guy.
Night is young and the music's high.
Looking out for another.
No, it's with a bit of.
Oh crap! I got the
music. Everything.
What are the words?
With a bit of rock music, everything is fine.
Alright, I didn't know that. Oh yeah, I remember now. With a bit of rock music.
Everything's fine.
Are you looking to dine? I know those aren't the words, I don't know what they're at. You know, this is a bad idea, yeah. I don't know what the hell you're thinking.
The dancing queen, young and sweet, only 17.
Ba-dum, ba-dum, ba-dum.
Dancing queen.
Feel the beat of the tambourine, oh yes.
Are you recording this?
No. How bored do you think I am?
You probably are, aren't
you? I mean, what kind of crazy, stupid record this conversation. And then possibly play it on the internet for everyone in the world to hear on the Underline podcast, as this is the 12th of December, 2009. I mean, come on. Think I'm a retard? Because, yeah, I find that insulting. You know what? I need a little bit of video killed the radio star.
Hey, that's a good song.
Damn right.
It's 1 in the morning!
God, I gotta wake up in the morning. Gotta buy a Christmas tree. Yeah, I know everyone wakes up in the morning, but I gotta wake up especially early. Don't be a dick. I'm annoying you. Oh, oh. Don't wanna hear yawing. Bum, 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 bum. The children.
He didn't own it.
I vaguely remember that, and it was really unfunny.
It was funny as hell, man.
It seemed like it, but it was like, oh, this is kind of gay.
I miss the old internet.
The old internet. Before everyone moved on to it. But yeah, we were on the internet before it was cool. Is that what you're trying to imply?
Yeah.
They took our internet! I couldn't do that, that was bad. You don't take my advice. Taking my advice is like eating a cherry, yeah? What?
Me eating a cherry just came to mind.
I'm sorry, but my metaphor is one of the best voted carnival games of all time. Anyway, as I was saying, yeah. It's just like eating a cherry, okay? Alright. Yeah, sure, it looks nice and everything, and it's perceived as being a very nice fruit. However, it's also very sour. And in fact, the cherry on top of the icing is not that good. So, be aware.
I won't take your advice.
Was I talking about my advice? I thought I was talking about Vicky, my bad. Right. Listen to my advice. It's like reading a Peter Moore book. No, Michael Moore? Yeah, that's his name. Taking my advice is like reading a Michael Moore book. Yeah?
Yeah.
It's filled with hate, filled with nonsense. It's based on nothing. But you know what? It's entertaining. I'm just saying. Don't read playbook that often.
Nah.
As far as I know. You might be like Boris Gleitzman. That could be, Yain, you don't know. It could be the name of a very famous rugby player in La France.
Boris Gleitzman also.
That's actually an author.
That's cool.
So joke's on you, buddy, alright? Don't judge the camel when he only humps. I'm filled with this crap.
You should seriously write a book with all this, like, filled with all this...
all this crappy advice.
Yeah.
Have you like, done it in an Oscar Wilde kind of style?
Yeah. You should write Chicken Soup for the Soul 5.
I will. It's gonna be good.
How can I make myself seem more presentable, man?
Well, yeah. Steam Fry came to me with the exact same question the other day. I said to him, Fry Boy. Hold on. Let me start again. Well, yeah, that's a good question. Steam Fry came to me the other day with the exact same question. And I said, Fry Man, don't fret about your appearance, yeah? Because everyone knows you're a stunning lad in the heart. And he said, no, that won't do. I said, alright, man, get some new clothes, lose some weight, and everything will be hokey pokey. And now, he's 17 stone, looking like a new John Travolta. But then again, a new John Travolta isn't that great. So he's kind of like an old John Travolta, going back in time. From new John Travolta. You know what I'm saying? He was new, but now he's old.
You and your similes.
Actually, metaphors, but...
No, they're not.
They're not?
Metaphors are direct references.
You know what's similes. Direct? My penis and your mum.
Thank you.
I'm full of them. No. That's fine.